Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. George Lundberg and this is At Large at Medscape. I'm about to fix my dinner and I don't know what to eat. Can you help me? You probably saw the official American Heart Association presidential advisory on dietary fats and cardiovascular disease by 12 distinguished authors. It was published in the AHA's own journal, Circulation, on June 15, 2017 with much PR hoopla. The authors ignored the world literature and cherry-picked four studies that they considered the best and pronounced that lowering intake of saturated fat coupled with higher intake of polyunsaturated and monounsaturated fat would reduce cardiovascular disease by about 30%. Never mind that on March 18, 2014, a systematic review and meta-analysis of many observational studies and clinical trials by six authors from Cambridge in the UK, published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, found no evidence that low consumption of total saturated fats and high consumption of polyunsaturated fats affected relative risks for coronary artery disease. Never mind that on August 12, 2015, 11 authors from Hamilton and Toronto in Canada reported in a systematic review and meta-analysis of many prospective cohort studies that intake of saturated fat was not associated with all-cause mortality, cardiovascular disease, coronary heart disease, ischemic stroke, or type 2 diabetes, although trans fats, especially of industrial origin, were. Once upon a time, after we published an early Mr. Fit paper from the NASA Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute in JAMA, I was so naive that I believed that high serum cholesterol caused atherosclerosis. David Cundiff is studying 19 different relative risk factors for cardiovascular diseases in 168 countries. They include consumption of animal products, refined carbohydrates, alcohol, tobacco, vitamin K2 intake, exercise level, BMI, fasting blood sugar or hemoglobin A1C, blood pressure, medication for hypertension, cholesterol HDL ratio, personal income, education level, gender, age, ethnicity, vitamin D level, air pollution, and fetal, infant, and childhood stress. That sounds pretty complicated. It is published in Curious. And then we have a great anecdotal case report of Fred Comerow, who died on May 31, 2017. Illinois Professor Comerow was born in Germany, moved to Wisconsin between the wars, and became a PhD biochemist. He never did believe much about cholesterol, saturated fats, eggs, meat, and butter having anything to do with heart disease. But from 1957 on, his research demonstrated big-time vascular damage from trans fats, margarine, and fried foods. 400 Comerow research papers later, the FDA finally moved against manufactured trans fats being added to processed food. Oh, did I mention he was 102 when he died this year? He practiced what he preached. Meanwhile, back at the 19 risk factors, I'm in good shape on 13 of them. There's nothing I can do about four, so I guess I'll go fix myself some beans and carrots, an apple, and one hard-boiled egg. That's my opinion. I'm Dr. George Lundberg, at large for Medscape.